play. Maybe I have to play drum. Okay, maybe I'll play drum, I guess. Let's play drum. Go play drum. Let her play. Let her. Lend her hand.
She's good.
Thank you. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Kara More Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Kara More Dama Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Sansare Dama Bina Ke Dayalu Jagat Sansare Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara Asama Patita Prabhu Na pai be ara Aha prabhu nityananda premananda sukhi Kripa bolo kana koro Ami bara duki Jaya kara sita pati Advaita Gosar Yava Kripa Bole Pai Chaitanya Nitai Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha Rupa Raghunatha Patajuga Srijiva Prabhu Lokanatha Jaya Sakara Sri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa Chandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Parama Tamavina se dayalu jagat sansare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. All glorious, assembled devotees, all glorious to Sri Sri Guru and Param, all glorious to Sri Guru. So we're continuing our reading of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 20, the Lord instructs Sanatana Goswami. We're doing 174 to 184 including or whatever. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Tadati Saparantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschachari Shatarani. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Vancha Kalpa Trubhischa Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Petita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Text number 174. Vaivapa Prakasha Krishna Sri Balaram. Vaivapa Prakasha Krishna Sri Balaram. Varnamatra Beda Sabha Krishna Saman. Varna Matra Beda Sabha Krishna Saman. Vaibhava Prakasha Krishna Sri Balaram. Varna Matra Beda Sabha Krishna Saman. Vaivapa Prakasha Krishna Rishi Balaram. Varna Matra Beda Sabha Krishna Saman. Please chant. Vaibhava Prakash, manifestation of the Vaibhava feature. Krishnara of Lord Krishna. Sri Balaram, Sri Balaram. Varnamatra, color only. Veda, difference. Sabha, everything. Krishna Saman, equal to Krishna. Translation per purpose doing grace C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki. The first manifestation of the Vaibhava feature of Krishna is Sri Balaramji. Sri Balaram and Krishna have different bodily colors, but otherwise Sri Balaram is equal to Krishna in all respects. Purport. To understand the difference between Swayam Rupa, Tade Katma Rupa, Abesh, Prabhav, and Vaibhav, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given the following description. In the beginning, Krishna has three bodily features. Now, one, Swayam Rupa as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. Two, Tade Katma Rupa, which is divided into Shamsaka and Bilas, and three, Avesh Rupa. The Swamsaka, or expansion of the personal potency, are one, Karna Dakshayi, Garbo Dakshayi, Kiro Dakshayi, and two, incarnations such as the fish, tortoise, boar, and Nrsimha. The Vilas Rupa has a Prabhav division, including Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. There is also a Vaibhav division in which there are 24 forms, including the second Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. For each of these, there are three forms. Therefore, there are 12 forms altogether. These 12 forms constitute the predominant names for the 12 months of the year, as well as the 12 tilak marks on the body. Each of the four personalities of Godhead expands into two other forms. Thus, there are 8 forms, such as Purushottam, Achyuta, etc. The four forms of Vasudeva, etc., the 12 Keshava, etc., and the 8 Purushottam, etc., all together constitute 24 forms. All the forms are differently named in accordance with the weapons they hold in their four hands. So this is a very technical subject. This is Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. In the end of every chapter, he offers his obeisances to Rupa Raghunath Puri, Jara Rahu Mora Ash. He says that he's servant of the Rupa and Raghunath Goswamis. Rupa Goswami, he's given the same information in his Laghu Bhagavatamrita, his summary of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, the first chapter practically has the same information. It's the first chapter, Laghu Bhagavatamrita, text number 11. He says the same, Krishna appears in three forms in his abodes beyond the material world. Swayam Rupa, essential form, Tadaikatma Rupa, forms which are non-different from it, and Avesh Rupa, empowered forms. And I left my form, my notes off. So there's a commentary here by Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan. It says, how can the Lord have innumerable forms when the Shruti says, Ekam eva dvitiyam, he is one without a second, Chandogya Upanishad. And Smriti says, Tattvam yad jnanam advayam, he is one indivisible truth. That's Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.11. This verse answers, Asava means Krishna. It is not an unreasonable statement because Krishna can manifest many forms through his achintya shakti without giving up one form. Thus the Shruti of the Atharvaveda says, Eko basi sarvaga Krishna idya eko pi san bahuda yo vibhati. Krishna living in one place pervades everywhere. Though one, he manifests many forms. Gopal Tapani Upanishad. Also in Brahma Samhita, it says like that. No. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam. And what is the other one? It is also said, Ekanika Sarupaya. The Lord has one and many forms. Vishnu Purana 1.2.3. And from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.47, it says, and yet others, those whose intelligence is pure, follow the injunctions of Vaishnava scriptures promulgated by you. Absorbing their minds in thought of you, they worship you as the one Supreme Lord manifesting in multiple forms. He is like the Vaidurya stone, which changes its color or is like a transcendental actor. In reply to the verses raised for argument, Ekam Advitiyam means that the one tattva has qualification or variety, and Advaya Gyan means that the Lord has variety in three forms, Bhagavan, Paramatma, and Brahman. Thus it is proven that by his achintya shakti he manifests many forms. The dhammas or abode beyond the material realm indicate places such as Goloka, that's it, Goloka eva nivasati, Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuto. That's the other one I was looking. So indicate places such as Gokula and different Vaikuntha planets called Paravyoma, which are manifested through spiritual energy. So we're going to go on This is from, again, from Laghu Bhagavatamrita. It says, that form which is not dependent on others is called the Swayamrupa. That is a more purport. And text 13. Krishna is known as this is the Brahma Samhita first verse. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Says Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme Godhead. He is an eternal, blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, and he is the prime cause of all causes. This is goes on. So many nice purports are there. Somebody can read in their time. Text 14, it says, that form which is non-different from the Swayamrupa, but appears to be different because of differing shape, activities, etc., is called Tad-Ekatma-Rupa. That Tad-Ekatma-Rupa has two forms, Bilas and Swamsa. Go back to there. No, that's... Okay. Then text 15 says, that form which is different from the original form for performing different pastimes and which is very slightly less in qualities is called the Vilas form. Text 16 says, just as the Lord of the spiritual sky, Narayan, is the Vilas form of Govinda, so Vasudev is the Vilas form of the Lord of the spiritual sky, the original Narayan in Vaikuntha. And text 17 says, definition of Swamsa is that form which is similar to the Vilas form but manifests fewer powers than the Vilas form is called Swamsa. Examples are the forms of Sankarsana and Matsya in their abodes in the spiritual world. And definition of Avesh is exalted jivas empowered by the Lord with portions of his powers, such as knowledge, are called Avesh forms. Text 19, examples existing even in Vaikuntha are Shesha, Narada, and the Kumaras. These are described in the story of Akrura in the 10th canto. Thus, the three forms of Krishna have been described. So it says, the purport says, the Avesh of Shesha, however, refers not to the form which acts as Vishnu's bed, but the other form which supports the universe. The three forms mentioned are Swayamrupa, Tad-Ekatma-Rupa, Vilas and Swamsa, and Avesh. So there's a footnote that says the Shesha acting as the bed of Jiva, as the bed of Vishnu, is not a Jiva, but the Shesha who holds up the worlds on his hood is a Jiva. Everyone follow? Which one? This last part? I'm going to quiz you all afterwards. What is the difference between where were we? The Prakash and the Vilas forms. Anyone say?
Huh?
All right, I'll accept. So anyway, it's like text 20 says, the Prakash forms of Krishna are not considered among these types, Tad-Ekatma Rupa. They are non-different from the Swayamrupa. Okay, that's what you got. So in the commentary it is said, it is known that Krishna takes on many forms when he is with the gopis, such as Chandravali and Radha, or with the queens, such as Rukmini and Satyabhama. Are these forms Amsa, Tad-Ekatma Rupa, or Amsi, Swayamrupa? The forms called Prakash are not included, na ganyate, among the Vilas or Swamsa forms, Vedeshu, because they do not have any different features or powers from the other identical forms, which appear to be separate from it. Then text 21 says, when one form manifests in many places and is in all respects the same as the original form, it is called Prakash. Commentary, when Krishna leaves the house of Nanda or Vasudev and goes for meeting different gopis or the queens in their many houses, he simultaneously expands into many forms. The presence of one form as many simultaneously is called Prakash. It is different from the vilas and swamsa forms. Why? It is the same form in all respects. Sarvata tat swarupa eva. That means it is the same in shape, qualities, and pastimes. Text 22, Krishna was seen in each palace of each queen in Dwarka simultaneously. This Prakash form is made known by the utterance of Narada. Text 23, it says, sometimes even in a forearm form, Krishna does not give up his nature as Krishna, the son of Yashoda. That form should be considered a Prakash of the two-armed form. So this goes on, this Lago Bhagavatamrita goes on, describes all the different incarnations. These are different forms of the Lord, and then the different incarnations are described in the next chapter, the Purusha avatars, the Leela avatars, and the Guna avatars. And in this way, this is actually the same, this subject was touched on in the very first chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Like, as I mentioned, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he's the follower of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami wrote this whole book, Bhagavatamrita, on these different forms and incarnations of the Lord. In the first chapter, it goes on that the personality of God exhibits himself in two kinds of forms, Prakash and Vilas. So these topics are important topics we can try to follow someday in our future life, maybe. Very difficult technical subjects. But we have some more verses actually to read. We'll go on. Text 175, we can, in unison, text 175. Vaibhava prakash tajayche deva katyanuja dvibhuja sarupa kabu kabahaya chaturbhuja. Translation, an example of Vaibhava Prakash is the son of Devaki. He sometimes has two hands and sometimes four hands. So, purport. When Lord Krishna took his birth, he appeared outside the womb as four-handed Vishnu. Then Devaki and Vasudev offered their prayers to him and asked him to assume his two-handed form. The Lord immediately assumed his two-handed form and ordered that he be transferred to Gokul on the other side of the river Jamuna. So who is Vasudev and who is Vasudev? Gadagraj. Huh?
Vasudev is the father of Krishna. Vasudev is Krishna.
So this is something difficulty for Westerners is actually two different letters are there. These are two different letters in the first two letters of the Sanskrit and vernacular languages. It's two different words, Vasudev and Vasudev, just like we have Bhagavat and Bhagavat. So we try to say, what is the difference, Bhagavat and Bhagavat? Huh?
There's a line over.
What does it mean? What does Bhagavat and Bhagavat mean?
Bhagavat is the
Supreme Person. We're praying Om Namo Bhagavate, not Bhagavate. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudev is the son of Vasudev. And Bhagavat is the Supreme Lord, whereas Bhagavat is in relationship with the Supreme Lord, his devotee. There is described in the first chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita how there is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, They've risen in the heart of the living entities to dispel the darkness of ignorance and to reveal this, these two Bhagavats, the book Bhagavat and the devotee Bhagavat. And by their mercy, all these dirty things in the heart can be destroyed. We offer our prayers. What is that? Ashta Praeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Yatuma Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So by serving these two Bhagavats, one can become a lover of the Bhagavat. And there's other, anyway. So here Krishna is appearing as the son of Vasudev in his form with two forehands. Text number 176. Che kale dvibhuja nama vaibhava prakash chaturbhuja haile nama prabhava prakash. When the Lord is two-handed, he is called vaibhava prakash, and when he is four-handed, he is called prabhava prakash. Text 177. Sriyam rupera gopa vesha gopa abhiman vasudevera kriya vesha amikatrajan. In his original form, the Lord dresses like a cowherd boy and thinks himself one of them. When he appears as Vasudev, the son of Vasudev and Devaki, his dress and consciousness are those of a kshatriya, a warrior. 178. Sondarja Aisharja Madurja Vaidarja Mughlas Rajendra Nandane Iha Adhika Ulas. When one compares the beauty, opulence, sweetness, and intellectual pastimes of Vasudeva, the warrior, to Krishna, the cowherd boy, son of Nanda Maharaj, one sees that Krishna's attributes are more pleasant. Here the word is Adhika Ulas. More jubilant. In the word for word, he says, uses the word jubilant, and in the word translation is pleasant. Sometimes it's described as happiness. So these qualities of saundarya, beauty, aishvarya, opulence, madhurya, sweetness, and vaidagya, which is translated as intellectual pastimes. Krishna has, are his qualities are more pleasant or happy. 179. Govindera maduri deki vasudevara kshoba se maduri ashadite upajaya loba. Indeed, Vasudeva is agitated just to see the sweetness of Govinda, and a transcendental greed awakens in him to enjoy that sweetness. Text 180. Udgirnad bhuta madhuri parimalasya bira vilila same taitam hanta samikshayan muhurasau chitrityate charana Cheta keli kutu halo taralitam satyam sake mamakam yasya preksha sarupatam rajabhadu sarupyam anjichati. My dear friend, this dramatic actor appears like a second form of my own self. Like a picture, he displays my pastimes as a cowherd boy, overflowing with wonderfully attractive sweetness and fragrance, which are so dear to the damsels of Braja. When I see such a display, my heart becomes greatly excited. I long for such pastimes and desire a form exactly like the damsels of Braja. This verse is found in the Lita Madhava 4:19, text 181. Maturaya chaiche gandharva nritya darshane puna dvarikate chaiche chitra vilokane.
One instance of Vasudeva's attraction to Krishna occurred when Vasudeva saw the Gandharva dance at Mathura. Another instance occurred in Dwarka when Vasudeva was surprised to see a picture of Krishna. Does anyone know this instance when Krishna, when Vasudeva saw the Gandharva dance at Mathura?
No.
Huh? Anyone have any idea? No. That's interesting. Okay, text 182. Aparikalita purva kaschamat karakari spurata marma kariyan esha madurya pura ayam aham api hanta preksha yam dupta cheta sarabasam upaboktam kamaye radikeva. Who manifested an abundance of sweetness greater than mine, which has never been experienced before and which causes wonder to all? Alas, I myself, my mind, bewildered upon seeing this beauty, impetuously desire to enjoy it like Srimati Radharani. Purport. This verse spoken by Vasudeva in Dwarka is recorded by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Lalita Madhava 834. 183 Se bapu bina base kichu bina kar bava vesha kriti bede tade katna namata. When that body is a little differently manifest and its features a little different in transcendental emotion and form, it is called tade ekatma. There's reading something online about these Sanskrit language itself is a very interesting, perfect language. It's actually all these names, they're actually just like what we call in English adjectives. The person that wrote this very nicely described that, how is this possible that this Krishna has 1,000 names or 108 names and all Hanuman Chalisa, whatever. And they have all these different personalities. They have so many different names. So these are all different attributes of their activities and qualities. And in the same way, all these different terms, this Tadi Katma, this is just something has some meaning. I don't exactly understand exact meaning, but this, if one understands these words, they can understand so much. This was the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Prabhupada quoted him as saying that the day will come when people will learn the Bengali language just to relish this Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is so wonderful. Of course, this is in Bengali, but the same qualities is there. One can understand so much by understanding just a little bit of this language. We can understand what these different terms are, vilas, prakash, tadikatma. And these are actually given by Rupa Goswami, this follower of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He gives it a couple times in these different chapters. Are we supposed to read 184 also? Up. Huh? 185? No, 184 I think is the last one. Huh? Okay, 184. Tade katma rupe vilasa samsa dui beda vilasa samsara bede vivida vibeda. In the tade katma rupe there are pastime expansions, vilas, and personal expansions, samsa. Consequently, there are two divisions. According to pastime and personal expansion, there are various differences. So, this last part here, talking about the qualities of Krishna and how he... This is reminded me this about the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Oh, here it is. The text six of the first chapter. This Sri Radhaya Pranayamahima Kidrisho Vanayeva Sajo Yinadbhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Vamadiya Saukyam Chasyamad Anubhavata Kidrisham Veti Lobat Tadbhavadya Samajani Sachi Garba Sindo Harindu. This mentions here the three different things that Lord wanted to, that are actually the cause, main cause of his appearance in this world. Somewhere there, in the fourth chapter it's described. Gives a description of the sixth verse. It says, the translation is, desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appeared from the ocean. So this is described greatly. I see we're time. What?
There's a purport to that.
There is. Oh, yeah. Sorry. 183. Oh, yeah, I thought there was too, but there, in the book there's not. How's that? Very strange. 84 or 185? The Lord's Vilas. Yeah, that's really strange, huh? Huh?
Can you read the purport?
I'm just trying to find it. What the verse was Tadikat Varupe Vilasa Swamsa, no? What is it? Huh? What was the verse? Can you show me the verse up there on the board? Just trying to figure out if it was Tadikat Varupe Vilasa Swamsa. There's no purport here in the book. Okay. Huh?
It wasn't replaced somewhere
else. Maybe it's old CC. Okay. The Lord's Vilas expansions are described in the following verse from the Lago Bhagavatamrita. Oh dear. Can somebody read? Oh, I've got that here. I've got the book. Well, okay.
The Lord displays numerous forms of different features of his individual potency. Such forms are called Vilasa Vigraha.
The Lord's Swamsa expansions are also described in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita 1.17. Tadrisha Nyuna Shakti Yo. Yanati Swamsa Iritaha Sankarshana Dir Matsaya Dir Yatta Tatta Swamma Su Swadhamma Su. When a form of Krishna is non different from the original form but is less important and exhibits less potency, it is called Swamsa. Examples of Swamsa expansions can be found in the quadruple forms of the Lord residing in their respective places, beginning with Sankarshan, Vasudev, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha, and also in the Purusha avatars, Leela avatars, Manvatara avatars, and Yuga avatars.
So, everyone understands now the difference between the Tadikatna Rupa, the Vilasa Rupa, and the, what was the other? Swayam Rupa, Avesh Rupa is there. So many different rupas, so many different forms. As we mentioned, Brahma Samhita says, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Ananta Rupam. The Lord has unlimited different forms. And that's also described by Lord Brahma. Krishna is so kind. You can find that. No, not that one. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita ritsaroja ase sutekshita mano. What is it? The meaning is that the Krishna is so kind that one can, by hearing Shrutekshita, that the sound vibration from transcendental sound vibration enters the path through the ear and enters into the heart and cleanses his heart, and this way the devotee can capture the Lord in a particular form, yad yad dia, that whatever form the Lord, the devotee meditates, that the Lord manifests in that form to him. So that's a nice verse, and also in the Prahlad Maharaj, he gives also a nice quote. He says, "Itam nirtarya rishi deva jashavataraya lokan vibhavayasi tamsi jagat pratipan dharmam mahapurushapasi yugano vrittam chana kalo yad abhavas trijugote satvam." He says that, "In this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish, or a tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, O my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Trijuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas." So, in this way, it's mentioned in the purport how the Lord incarnates in all the different species of life, and it's also mentioned in the third chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Avatara yasankhya ya harer nida tu sarasasu sahasrasa. It's just like the waves of the river. The waves of the river are unending. There's no limit to the waves in the river. So this way the forms of the Lord are unlimited to be understood. So today is the Gita Jayanti. Srila Prabhupada was invited. I was reading something online because we spent some time in Bombay. I think just after Srila Prabhupada went to one Gita program in 1976, it's described. We also, I think in 1970, he was at one Gita Bhavan in Indore. We were able to when we were doing traveling Sankirtan, we stayed in that same place, Gita Bhavan. And Srila Prabhupada said that of course, he was very critical of all the misinterpretations of Bhagavad Gita, and he stressed that the method of understanding Bhagavad Gita is in the Bhagavad Gita itself, that one has to follow in the chain of disciplic succession, evam parampara praptam, that without the, and this also mentioned by some other Purana, that the sampradaya vihinas ye mantrate nishpala mata, that the nishpala means fruitless. If sampradaya vihina means without the sampradaya, all these mantras, whatever, mantras te nishpala, they become completely useless. We have experience that people are practicing so-called spiritual life, but they don't understand. They become frustrated in their attempts. As Krishna says, mogasha moga karmana. is reminding me of our on our way here. We were driving in a hurry to come to the temple, and one deer ran out in front of us, and of course it was scared. We were running coming behind it, and it ran to off to the side and ran right into a fence and bounced off. So in this way, it's our material life. We're frustrated at every step. Material life means frustration. I mean, not the devotees. You're all great devotees. We're not frustrated, but that is the experience of the non-devotee class. They're frustrated at every attempt. Whatever they try, they could try again. Puna punas charvita charvananam. Just chewing the chewed. So Bhagavad Gita, this is the solution to all problems. And very nicely given the Gita Mahatmya, that ekam shastram devaki putram gitam, eko deva devaki putra eva, eko mantra tasya namani yani, karmanya pike ekam tasya devasya seva. In this present day, people are very much eager to have one scripture, one God, one religion, and one occupation. Therefore, ekam shastram devaki putra gitam. Let there be one scripture only, one common scripture for the whole world, Bhagavad Gita, as it is. I added that. Eko devo devaki putra eva. Let there be one God for the whole world, Sri Krishna. Eko mantras tasya namani, and one hymn, one mantra, one prayer, the chanting of his name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, there's one more, sorry. Karmapya kam tasya devasya seva. And let there be one work only, the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. So, let's try to do something. I don't know. We can say any questions or comments. We all understand the difference of these different forms. Very difficult.
I don't understand all the differences, and it's bewildering to think of so many forms. But one thing that becomes comforting is that Krishna is so eager to reclaim the conditioned souls. He exhibits so many countless innumerable forms.
Yes.
So that everyone can be attracted one way or another. There'll be a form for someone to be attracted to.
Yes.
So it feels very comforting that he's this eager to reclaim us. There's some hope.
We were discussing something about how there was some discussion the other day where with some group, and they were talking about how some lady was able to smell some flower and someone couldn't even perceive the fragrance of a particular flower. I was just thinking how we call that one's food is another's poison, like that. So in this way, everyone is attracted in different ways to different, because of our different nature and qualities and everything. And Krishna is so kind, just like when he manifested as the cowherd boys that had been stolen by Brahma. He manifested exactly in their forms and became the most lovable object of So yes, Krishna is so kind.
Thank you very much. The Vilas pastime incarnations, just to be clear, that refers to like the boar incarnation or the kurma and like that, or his own.
I can't say that I take me another. Maybe next year I can try to learn these different forms. I don't know.
So I can meet you in a year and we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Or read Lagu Bhagavatamrita. It's got all the descriptions are there. Rupa Goswami, he's,
Visual chart,
yeah. Prana probably has them all memorized. I don't know.
The amazing thing is that
In the book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which came out in 68.
Yes.
It has all this information.
It has all these also?
It has all this information.
And we still haven't learned it. Somehow or other.
I haven't read the book lately, but I think I'm going to be stimulated to read this right now.
But we just read this as Eko Devo Deva Kaputra Eva, that we have one God, Krishna. So even though he has so many different forms, we can take one of them in our heart.
One of the interesting things is that in the pastime where the Brahmana, his wife who was giving birth to the children, all of these children disappeared at birth. And then Arjuna swore that he'll get the children back or jump into a fire. So, to make a long story short, it was Mahavishnu who was stealing the children.
Yes.
And then Krishna and Arjuna, they went to all these different places and they finally went to the spiritual sky and they came to Mahavishnu, and because Mahavishnu wanted to see the original form of Krishna, he was feeling, and this is Krishna, I mean, this is like Krishna, but he wants to see the original form of Krishna. So that gives us an indication that if you worship the original form of Radha in Krishna, or Radha Shama Sunda, you're not missing anything. You have everything is included there.
Yeah, this is the main principal reason for his appearance. Avatarera e bancha mula karan, that he wanted to fulfill his own desires, and this Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami. We offer our prayers to him, Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam, that the inner mental desires of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Stapitam Jena Bhutla, he establishing those in this world. He wrote this verse, these introductory verses, Chaitanya Charitamrita, desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love. This is the purpose, the main reason that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Incidentally, it came the time for propagating the Dharma for the Yuga Dharma for the age. So he did that also. But his main purpose was to desire the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes. So these are, and the happiness that she feels. These are the main reasons. So, just like Mahavishnu wanted to see Krishna, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to see how is all these things. Sorry, yes?
Well, just to say that, that one form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything is there.
Right? Huh?
That one form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything is there in that form.
Yes.
Everyone is there.
No. Also, what?
I just thought of something that I thought before, but I forgot.
Okay.
Is that the soul?
Hold on.
One of the purports Prabhupada writes that the soul can, when it goes to Goloka Vrindavan, who has worshipped both Lord Chaitanya and Radha and Krishna, can be in both those pastimes, in Goloka Vrindavan, simultaneously. So what you mentioned, Raghavan, that is absolutely correct to the highest degree.
Great things await us. We have to just, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the greatest benediction. We have to take that very seriously. Go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhupada.